This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 849. Go down today's rabbit hole with IELTS vocabulary.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, Lindsay and I teach you 4 band 9 phrases to talk about wasting time that will most assuredly impress the IELTS examiner. Don't forget to take notes. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, Jessica, I'm feeling good. I'm busy, but I'm doing pretty well with time management these days, so I'm feeling okay.
Yeah.
Would you say you're doing like better at time management now than you did before? Like, why is it notable now?
Well, you know, we've talked about on the All Ears English podcast that we have a new system around OKRs, objectives and key results. So we won't go into that today. You guys have to go over and down and subscribe to All Ears English to learn about that. But it's because of that, because we have a system now.
Exactly. Yes, guys. Oh my gosh. Please listen to that episode. It's going to help you clarify your IELTS goals as well, I think. Like, okay. Yeah, totally. So one of my like personal objectives lately has been dog training and figuring out how to make this part of my life easier. And I went down a rabbit hole this weekend reading blogs from dog trainers and researching different local trainers and reading reviews on them and trying to figure out what the best method is. And it was funny. I read one sentence that was like, the only thing that two dog trainers can agree on is that the third dog trainer is wrong. Which is funny. And that's what makes it such a time suck, because there's so many different pieces of advice out there. Like, I'm sure you guys feel this way when you're studying for IELTS. Like, everybody has different strategies and it becomes this whole black hole where you get nothing done and you're just reading and reading and getting frustrated. Ooh.
That does sound a lot like IELTS, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when our listeners are out in the online world on Google, searching around, trying to find advice. No one agrees.
Oh, gosh, I know. So, guys, I mean, you know this is coming, but I'm going to tell you anyway, we are the ones that you should trust, all right? Definitely. We've done all the work. Our strategies have been proven over and over again. Mm-hmm. So don't go into any black holes in your IELTS preparation. Stop wasting time doing that, right? Right? It's not improving your score, but our study plan does. So there you go. allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah. And that's why today we're talking about time, because time is so important for IELTS. But on the IELTS exam, you guys need ways to describe wasting time. Okay. Because Jessica, because you were an examiner for 14 years, I mean, you are able to let us know about this. Where on the test would this come up? You know, being asked about time.
Definitely. So there are, we have a review contest. We'll talk to you about that in a second, guys. But let me tell you what you're going to learn today first, okay? So in speaking part one, you could be asked questions about your daily routine. That is super common. Also questions like, do you wish you had more time to read, to study, to exercise? Mm-hmm. Time questions are very common for a lot of different topics. And then also speaking part two, describing an event or occasion, a time when you were lazy all day. A time like that could totally be a question. But then more formally, right, in speaking part three or writing task two, also perhaps questions about how do we teach children to manage their time? Why are adults not productive? These are totally all IELTS possible questions, guys.
Yeah. And you guys, you don't want to be worrying about vocabulary. Let's learn some high-level vocabulary and then worry about your answer, right? How you're structuring your answer, how complex your answer is. That's where you really get above that 7. Let's get this vocabulary down so it's just a given for you, okay?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly, guys. So before we teach you these amazing band 9 vocab phrases, we want to tell you that we are having a review contest. Lindsay's going to tell you how to do that, but let me tell you the prize first, because that's what really matters, guys. So we're going to choose a one lucky reviewer. Doesn't matter what kind of review you leave, guys. Be honest. We're going to choose one lucky reviewer, and that person will get a free 30-minute IELTS level check with an expert from our team.
Ooh, that is such a good prize, too.
Oh, I mean, gosh.
Everyone wants to be able to sit down with a certified Three Keys expert and find out what their level is. That is so valuable, and it's free, guys, okay?
Yeah.
So remember, these are completely blind, so we're randomly choosing a reviewer. You can say whatever you want about our show, but let us know, because we do want to know what you think about IELTS Energy and how we can improve, or what you love. If this show has helped you to score high and we don't know you, maybe you're not in our course, but you've gone out and you've scored high on the IELTS because of this podcast, let us know in your review. Okay, guys?
Yes.
So leave a review, and we're going to choose randomly one reviewer in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, you only have 3 weeks for this, guys, okay? So we're going to remind you, but you might as well do it now. All right, so let's get to the vocab. So we used a few of these phrases in the beginning conversation. I hope you noticed, guys. Yeah. So the first phrase, super informal, okay? Very slangy, but to call something like an activity a time suck. So that's a noun phrase, a time suck. So this is, it's kind of negative, all right? This has the connotation of wasting time, taking too much time that you don't want to waste time that way, right? So a time suck. What is a good example of a time suck? Hello, wonderful IELTS listeners. If you want a chance for a free 30-minute level check with an IELTS expert from our team, leave us a review. Guys, we love to read what you think of the show. Make suggestions, ask a question, and you might be the person chosen for a free 30-minute check-in. So guys, leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. I think people, when they're researching something online, for example, maybe you want to buy something like a new camera. You can go down, well, this brings in another one of our terms, you can really find that will suck your time out away, you know, take your time away from you, okay? Because you just keep going from one site to the next, to the next, to the next, and you get to the point where there's no more research to be done, but you're still surfing the web, okay? So web surfing is a time suck.
Definitely.
You got the answer, but you're still searching. Yeah.
Doing any like Google searches, most of them, I mean, are they actually like tangibly serving you? No, a lot. Like, I feel like most of the time I'm going onto Google to like research some actor I saw because I wonder what else he's been in. And then I start reading about all this other stuff. So, internet surfing in general, usually a time suck.
Yeah, that happened to me the other day. There was someone, I read an article in the New York Times about this this woman. She's a famous writer that was from my town growing up. I'm not gonna say her name because I don't want to like put any names out there, but her son went to school with me.
Oh.
And she had an affair with like a very famous writer. So anyways, I was like, wait, and her other son is on TV. And so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, did I go to school with like a movie star? Like, and I'm going down this crazy hole, and it really was a time suck. I spent like an hour trying to figure this out.
That's so
bad.
Funny. I did that the other day. I started watching a show and I didn't recognize the actor. I looked him up. Turns out he's the son of Goldie Hawn and her husband. Oh shoot, I just forgot his name. Anyway,
Kate Hudson or no?
No, different guy. New. Anyways. Total time suck. I was like, okay, anyway. So, good examples. Now, the next phrase, a black hole. I think this is good to use when you're describing a task that you probably have to do, but you're spending too much time on it, and it means it takes away from your productivity. It's not effective. So this is great attached to describing your professional life or even life as a student, right?
Yes, completely.
So in studying for IELTS, for example, right? Do not be distracted by the black holes of forums, all right? IELTS forums, for the
most
part.
Example.
And some IELTS blog dogs, to be honest with you. These, a lot of them are black holes, guys. They're not even giving you good advice. And it's just, it's a waste of time, right? They're actually going to decrease your score.
For sure. I mean, you guys have a limited amount of time to prepare. So how can you spend that time in forums? I mean, oh man, it also could increase our anxiety, right? If we're reading the wrong things, we're reading rumors, we don't know if what we're reading is true. So.
Right. Yeah. Completely. Oh gosh. Okay. So much great vocabulary today. all right. So what's another phrase we have today, guys? Oh, wait, real fast. So just to remind you guys, time suck was informal, right? Great for speaking part one and part two. Black hole, I say, could be used anywhere, formal and informal.
Excellent. All right. So this next one is actually kind of, I would say this has a more positive connotation. Okay.
It can. So, yeah.
Oh, actually, I was skipping ahead to the next one. Let me go to the next one and then you can go back to the other one.
Cool.
So the one is to lose yourself in something.
Yes.
So that one I think is positive because, you know, this is the idea of maybe you are so immersed in an activity that you completely lose track of time. We talk about this concept of flow. Right?
Mm-hmm, totally.
That's when that happens. When we're in our zone of genius, but we're challenged a little bit, we lose ourselves in that activity.
Yes, completely, guys. And again, listen to the All Ears English episode about OKRs. But in the system Lindsay and I are using now, I lose myself in my work constantly. Look at the clock, I'll be like, oh geez, I gotta go do something else. But so professionally, right, you're being challenged, it's positive, that's awesome. But also like in your personal lives, guys, so for example, discussing literacy or reading, stuff like that in IELTS speaking, we want to create the environment where children lose themselves in books, for example. You know, that is that is the ultimate dream. Yes. When I see James upstairs reading and then all of a sudden an hour goes by and he's still reading, I'm like, oh, like, yes, I have one today as a parent. Like, it makes That's me great. So happy.
That is so good. That's such a gift to give to a child.
Yes.
You know, the respect for books and love of books for his whole life. He'll appreciate that, you know?
Totally.
That is cool. And I could see our listeners, our students using this maybe on speaking part two, describing a story, like recounting something
for
that happened.
For sure. Yes, guys. Oh, this is great for speaking part two. Yeah, any stories like movies, TV shows, stuff that you've loved, for sure. Yeah. And in speaking part one, what if you're asked about your job and you really love it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Don't speak generally about your job, guys, that like right away. No, you want to impress the examiner. These are the first questions. So talk about one task from your job that you enjoy losing yourself in, right? That's such a great strategy. So I would say again, that phrase, it's an idiom. So we think it's informal, but I think this would still have a place in formal IELTS writing and speaking. Yes. So the last one, guys, and you've heard us say this before, guys, I'm sure, go down a rabbit hole. So I think this could be, it's usually negative, but I think it could also be positive if you are enjoying the rabbit hole, if you are jumping from article to article to website online and you're learning a bunch and you're very curious, then I think it's positive.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think we live in a culture that really respects depth of knowledge right now.
Totally.
You know, we're moving into a culture of like niches, a bunch of niches. People have very niche-based knowledge, right? And so to go down a rabbit hole in something the way that professors do, right?
Yes.
They've gone down a rabbit hole with their careers and they've really learned things in great depth. So
yes.
I think it could be a good thing or it could be negative. You're right. It just depends.
It could be a time suck if it's not serving you. See, it all depends on context, you guys. All right, guys. So you know what will not be a time suck? It will only take like a minute to leave us a review. And then you could speak to one of our IELTS experts about where are you at with IELTS?
Yes,
what do you need to do? When can you take the exam? What is your level of English? So guys, definitely leave us a review for your chance to get that for free.
Yeah, leave us a review. Be honest. You can even ask a question for the show right in your review. You can let us know what you think and give us a question, something that you want answered on the show. You can put right there. Okay, guys. And then if you are randomly selected, if you're lucky enough, you'll get that prize. All right. Very cool.
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, awesome. My gosh. Well, this has not been a black hole. I think this is less than 15 minutes of very valuable vocab for our students. So I'm just patting ourselves on the back is what I'm doing.
We're feeling good. We've packed a lot of value into 13 minutes, guys. So run with it. You know, write these things down today and go into your next IELTS exam feeling good, feeling confident. All right.
Very
cool.
I love it. All right, Lindsay, thanks for coming on the show today.
All right. Happy to be here, Jessica. See you next time.
See
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.